Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
The future of mapping technology as Google Maps gets virtual with eye-level imagery from the most remote parts of the world.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So Google, with its popular feature Google Maps, is on the search for new features that will entice users to use its app. Amateur cartographers are taking shots of many of the world's streets using cameras on vehicles as Google moves to more difficult locations all over the entire world. In doing so, it's coming across some unusual challenges, as capturing this eye-level imagery in some of the most remote parts of the world can be rather challenging. Joining us now to talk about the new tech involved in Google Maps and mapping tech in general is Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Cherney, joining us on the line from Australia. Hey, Mike, welcome.
Hi.
So you look at this field in tech that is mapping, and you look at Google Maps in particular with its Street View feature. It recently amped up mapping shots from these far-off places all over the world. What kinds of things can we do now? Things seem to be keeping with the times and getting a little bit more virtual, particularly in Australia.
Yes. So with this release that they did, they mapped the sacred site in the middle of Australia. It is a sacred site for the Aboriginal people. So now what you can do is, if you go on Street View, you can kind of just do a virtual tour around the rock, around most of the rock, not all of it. Some of it they couldn't image because parts of the rock are particularly sacred to the local people. But this is just one of many things that they've sort of put onto Street View in recent years. Like they have the Taj Mahal, I believe, in India. They did Angkor Wat in Cambodia. So this is definitely something that, you know, not only can they entice people into their maps, but there could be future applications for this with virtual reality and stuff like that. So this is definitely a growing area for sure.
Yeah, and mapping technology in general seems to be becoming more and more important to all of the world's biggest tech companies lately. How are maps going to be part of all the tech that's moving forward, especially considering autonomous cars are on the brink? Is a lot of it following where that money is?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are sort of players in this space. It's not just Google. There's another company called HERE Technologies, which is owned by some of the German automakers. So obviously they would have an interest in autonomous vehicles. And you've also got Apple, having fleets of their cars kind of roaming around cities at the moment, getting mapping data. So all the companies that you would expect to be kind of involved in the autonomous vehicle space are all obviously focusing on maps. So I think it's going to be a big deal going forward.
How is advertising coming into play? Has Google started to advertise with Google Maps, and where's the future in that?
Well, they have. You know, actually, it was interesting. If you talk to Google about some of the, like, this most recent project in Australia, you know, they definitely de-emphasize the advertising part and definitely emphasize the sort of cultural heritage part, which I think everybody can agree is good. You know, I think Google doesn't want to overly clutter their maps with advertising, because if they do that, people might start going to competitors. But, you know, analysts do sort of see this as a potential revenue driver for Google, that being the advertising on maps specifically. So, I mean, people do think that there is potential here. Google last year did roll out a feature on their maps app, which they called Promoted Pins, which I guess would lets businesses advertise on the map with like a different color pin.
Right.
I think if the user is, you know, sort of nearby, it's like a way to get people from the map app into somebody's store or a hotel or a restaurant. So Google has rolled that out. But, you know, talking to them, they are doing it in sort of a cautious manner, which I thought was pretty interesting.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Mike Cherney about the new Google Map features and how mapping technology is expanding all over the world. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. With this being Google, you figure they're aiming big. So how can this kind of mapping evolve? What are they thinking of in terms of what they can actually attempt to shoot? Are they thinking big? How far can they go with this?
Yeah, so I did ask, Google employees that question, and they were basically like, anywhere that you can take a camera is a place that they could theoretically map. So in one of my conversations, somebody had mentioned the possibility of what they called a beach view in Australia, which would basically be, somebody strapping on a camera and going surfing and taking maybe images of the beach, from a surfer's point of view and putting that on maps. That's not something I think that they have underway just yet. It was just a brainstorming idea. But, I think that there is obviously lots of things they could do, and I think they feel like, sky's the limit.
Very interesting. Mike Cherney, thanks very much for the time.
No worries.
Thanks again to Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Cherney. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.